Coaches Insight programs here on CARE 93.7, getting you set for week four of high school football on Friday night. Brandon Tadmore, we're talking with Atchison football coach Jordan Malcolm here to kick things off. It is presented by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach, a lot to dissect, and we got a few minutes to do so, but let's start with week three. Last Friday night, a big win at home against Sumner Academy, 55-28, so back-to-back wins since that season opening loss at Ottawa. What'd you take away from your team's performance last week against Sumner Academy?
Again, just pushing forward and being that team. You know, we're starting to mesh together. We've got a lot of first-time players that are catching the rhythm and finding their pace on the football field now, and so it's showing little by little and game by game. I'm very proud of the boys and proud of the crew. We got scored on a little bit early there, and our heads were high, and we punched them in the mouth right after that. So, you know, this team is coming along. We just have to keep on trucking.
Yeah, how nice was it to just see your team, you know, fight through a little bit of adversity early in that game?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, in years past, you know, we're normally done by first quarter, second, or first half, and, you know, we got it early this year of playing a full game, and so I got to see a little bit of how our guys will respond to adversity. The first week, you know, we shut down. Going into the week three, we battled four and we pushed through. And so these kids are starting to learn football. They're starting to learn adversity and push through and gel together instead of tearing each other down. So I'm very proud of them.
How much difference is this team now compared to the start of the season a few weeks ago against Ottawa? Where have you seen the biggest improvements, whether it's individual or maybe just a certain position group, you know, the biggest improvement slash changes that you've seen from your team here over the last couple of weeks?
Improvement would be our senior leadership. You know, the guys have rallied together. The captains have been a little more vocal. And then our first-year guys, you know, Jeremiah Thompson, he's normally a basketball kid in his first year ever playing football at Atchison High School. So, you know, he's starting to catch his pace. He had three touchdowns against Sumner. He had two interceptions and a pick six and a receiving touchdown against Harmon the week prior. And so, you know, that first game, I think it was just first game jitters, not really knowing football that much and, you know, taking practice a little more serious and also having his buddies not tear him down but uplift him when he makes a mistake, you know, given that he's a first year. So, you know, it's little things like that that I think are taking us further than what most people expect with, you know, new staff, new team, and new kids. But these kids have taken the ownership and the leadership, and it's taken us a long way.
Hard to believe after this week's action we're going to be through the halfway point, or at least at the halfway points of the regular season. You've talked about some positives there. What are some things you and your coaches are honing in on? What still needs to be worked on with your team as we move forward?
Staying healthy. Staying healthy is a big piece for us. We got a few key guys out right now. So just getting the younger guys up to speed and, you know, still learning. Again, you know, I can't say it enough. I'm like a broken record. We just have a lot of first-year players. And so as much time, as unfortunate as it is to not have a game this Friday, it's a true blessing in disguise to get some of these younger kids up to speed and some of these first years, you know, teach them, you know, a little more technique than having to rush it. So, you know, this week is true for us, and it's helpful for us because we get to slow the pace down a little bit. A
couple more minutes here with Atchison football coach Jordan Malcolm here on our Coaches Insight programs. Well, you just mentioned a moment ago, no game on Friday. A lot to digest here. The original schedule had you taking on Casey Schlegel. So the story, the shortened version of it, last week they play against Highland Park, third quarter. A fight breaks out between the two teams. They call it from there. You know, I got a chance to see about a minute and a half of that scuffle, and obviously it's not a good look for either side. It was just tough to see, and you hate to see a game kind of go down that way. I guess as a coach, your initial thoughts on seeing something like that, obviously it's affecting your team this week, but you don't see things like that too often, and that was a tough one to kind of watch last week.
Yeah, you know, it's a difficult one from a coach because, you know, you never, you know, encourage that type of behavior. You don't really teach it. And so when a kid goes off the rails, it is a reflection of you and your staff. And so, you know, I feel for those coaches for both programs. It sucks that the kids had to, all of the kids, the team and the staff had to get suspended for it. You know, but for us, you know, we've got issues with personal fouls ourselves. So it's a huge reminder you know, to compose ourselves and to play with our pads and not our mouth and not our hands.
You know? Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, we just got to be smart football players and remember you never know who's watching and play the game with integrity and not let it get to that point.
I will say I will give credit kind of to both sides in the fact that the coaches, you know, kind of keeping, you know, the rest of the players that were off the field on the sideline, you know, neither of the teams kind of ran from the sidelines. It was all kind of in between the lines. So I kind of give credit there. And then the officials, I can't imagine, you know, these officials, you know, having to try to break something like that up. So I thought they did a good job kind of de-escalating that quickly, but obviously it was a tough situation. So now, at least looking forward, you know, for what you guys have, no game this week, obviously because of what we just talked about, KC Washington on the schedule in week number 5. You guys get the extra practice time now. Washington plays a game on Saturday, so they're essentially on a short week. So in terms of that, just on paper, you guys have a nice little advantage here with that extra, you know, time for prep, and then KC Washington playing a game on Saturday. Just kind of your initial thoughts on how that kind of played out.
A blessing in disguise. You know, Washington is a tremendous team. They've got a huge, you know, a great talent in the quarterback. They got good receivers. Their defense is pretty nice. They're well coached, and you know, they've played together for quite a while, similar to Ottawa. And so, you know, getting that extra time, you know, to watch them, to you know, scheme against them and get some of our guys healthy, it's huge for us, you know. So, you know, we're really dialed in and taking the time to prep for them. You know, I think it's going to be a dogfight next week, so I'm looking forward to that game.
Jordan Malcolm joining us, Atchison football coach. Again, a tough break, you know, how things played out this week, but when it's all said and done, Atchison victorious against Schlegel due to a forfeit, a little extra practice time over the next few days, and then KC Washington due up at here in Atchison, I should say, next Friday night, October 3rd, next time the Phoenix will be in action. Well, Coach, we'll prep it next week. Appreciate your time as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate you.